Don't Depend on Daddy is an unfiltered safe space, empowering young professionals to build independence in their 20s and beyond, whether it be personal, professional, or financial. Regardless of your age, relationship status, or job title, the most consistent person in your life is you. So join me and let's build our independence together. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to Don't Depend on Daddy, the podcast. My name is Michaela. I am your host and we are back today for our spring State of the Union. I'm so excited because at the beginning of this year, I did like a 2024 State of the Union and my 2024 ins and outs. This is inspired by a podcast called Note to Self by Peyton Sarton. It's a good podcast. I enjoy it. And I have a bunch of ins and a bunch of outs all covering money and career and life as usual, because that is what we talk about on Don't Depend on Daddy. So I'm super excited to get into the rest of this episode. As always, we are going to go through our housekeeping. I'll do my best to keep it quick, but if you tuned in last week, you might have heard that my brand new book, Own Your Career, is officially available for pre-order. So if you have not pre-ordered Own Your Career and you are, you know, planning to read it at some point, you should totally pre-order it, because pre-orders are so incredibly important for the success of the book. I know we're like a little ways out, so it can be kind of weird to pre-order. Like, I totally get that. But, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you clearly like what I have to say. And unless you're one of my silent haters, which if you know, you know, hopefully they're not listening to this. But generally, most of you at least enjoy something that I have to say. So if you've learned anything from me, or if you're interested in elevating your career this year, highly recommend you go check out Own Your Career and pre-order it. It's published on July 2nd, so you'll get the book on July 2nd if you pre-order. I'm also doing a three-part webinar series for everybody who pre-orders the book. So once you pre-order it, you can go to breakyourbudget.com/OYC-book, scroll to the bottom. All the information around what to expect in each webinar is all there, and you can enter in your confirmation code and get all of the information for the webinars. You'll get a whole email with all the details, but basically in April, we're going to do like a audit of your career, define success for you in your career, and just like review what is and isn't working so that you can recalibrate things. In May, we're going to take action on what we reviewed in April. We're going to update your resume, put together a plan for getting a new job if that's something that you want. Lots of stuff going on there. And then in June, I'm going to do a very long-awaited side hustle masterclass. And you can only join that masterclass if you are someone who has pre-ordered the book. That is something that I would typically put behind a paywall. But you know, technically, I guess the paywall is the book, which it costs less to buy the book than what I would charge for that masterclass. So it's a win-win if you pre-order and you get the other two webinars too. So go pre-order Own Your Career if you haven't. I really appreciate all of the support. And with that, we'll do two more quick housekeeping things. As always, you can get $10 off the personal finance dashboard using the code podcast1. I usually run a podcast or a personal finance dashboard sale for my anniversary of being self-employed, which it's April 8th, so it's actually technically today is my 2-year anniversary of being self-employed. So yay, go me. And I don't know if I'm running it this year. So if I am, you'll hear more about it next week, but just pay attention to my Instagram. It'll be 25% off if I choose to do it. I will do like an Instagram poll or something and see if you guys actually want it, but stay tuned. I'll share more next week if that is going to happen. And as always, you can get or enroll in my free financial planning email course. If you are interested, all you have to do is download the financial planning checklist, which is, again, always linked in the show notes. Everything's always linked in the show notes, okay? You know. So now let's move into Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week. My Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week is finishing and completing all of my ski trips for the year. So I went on 4 ski trips this year. I went to Mammoth, I went to Utah, snowboard in Alta, I went to Bend, Oregon, we went to Mount Bachelor, and then I just came back from Big Sky, Montana, which the conditions in Big Sky were like very iffy. And the reason why this is my Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week is because I have a lot of ski anxiety. It's something that really started to come up, honestly, this year, of just maybe realizing like the dangers that come along with skiing. I don't know. It was paralyzing in Q1 for some of my other trips. And every time I went on the trip, I had a good time. Same as this time, I went on this trip, I had a good time. I didn't get hurt. But I always have a fear of like talking about going on a ski trip beforehand, just in case I like jinx myself or something. So the reason this is my Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week is because I'm very proud of myself for safely getting through and enjoying, thoroughly enjoying this year's ski season. I had a really lovely time. I will be buying an Icon Pass next year. And yeah, I am proud of myself for being responsible, for getting through it, for enjoying it, and for really dealing with the anxiety that came up as a result of going on all of these ski trips. I feel like I was never worried about getting injured going skiing up until this year. I don't know why, because at no point on any of these trips did I feel unsafe. But it was a tough demon to battle, I will say. I almost canceled a couple of my trips because I was so paralyzed with anxiety. And I share this because I do have a lot of anxiety. I don't often talk about it because I struggle to toe that line between like, I don't want to give it life, if that makes sense. But I know that there are people who also struggle with anxiety. And I share it again just because like I want to be honest and transparent about the fact that like this is something I struggle with. And the way that I deal with it, A, is like recognizing the thoughts and also pushing myself out of my comfort zone a little bit and showing myself through action that like the anxiety can exist without it being my reality. Like I can go skiing and be, you know, a little bit nervous about getting injured without actually getting injured and being more aware to help prevent that from happening. So all that to say, that's my Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week. And now we are going to get into our spring 2024 ins and outs. I'm excited for this because I think this is fun to talk about. So as I mentioned, this is going to be a refreshed version, I guess. I don't even know if refreshed is the right word. Just a more focused version of my ins and outs for the springtime, sort of related to what my ins and outs for 2024 as a whole were. Those all still stand, to be clear. I don't think any of these are duplicates. I think they're just more a little bit honed in. So I have three major outs because we don't want to focus on having too many outs for the springtime. And then I have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ins. So yay, we have lots of ins. So we'll start with the outs because we want to end on a high note. So my first out for spring is spending my Saturdays at the bar. And if you listen to my 2024 ins and outs, I had mentioned that alcohol was kind of out for me. And I feel like over the course of Q1, that has totally rang true. I really haven't been drinking that much, but I have been going to the bar a little bit as of late. Not even a lot. I would say in the last 6 or so weeks, I've gone maybe 2 or 3 times. So it's not a lot by any means, especially compared to like fall and winter, because in the fall, in the winter time, or I would say like September through January, early February, I feel like I go to the bar a lot because it's football season. It's a very social thing to do. And the last couple of times I went out, like, I don't know, over the course of the end of February and March, every time I was there, I was just like, I do not want to be here. Like, what am I doing here? I am not having a good time. This isn't how I want to be spending my time. I'd much rather be doing other things. And I think it took me a few times to just be like, this, I don't want to say I'm too old for this, because like, I don't think I am, if I'm being honest, but it's just not how I want to be spending my time as I go into my season, which is the summertime. I'm a Cancer. My birthday's in July. I come alive in the spring and the summer, as do many people. And I don't want to be ushering in the last year of my 20s at the bar. I think I've sort of held out hope, and this could be like a totally irrational thing for me, but I think I've sort of held out hope that like, oh, if I'm social and I like go out to the bars and stuff, like maybe I'll meet someone there. And I've been doing that now for what, 2 or 3 years? Hasn't happened. I don't think it's going to. And I just don't think that that's a reason for me to really go. Like, if the stars align and, you know, there's a situation where I'm really interested in going to the bar, I'll go. But in general, like, my default Saturday is not going to be going out, going to the bar, drinking at all. I just don't want to do it anymore. And it's super out for me for spring. It could come back in the summertime, but at least for Q2, I'm out of there. My second out is staying up late and snoozing my alarm. So I've struggled with this a little bit as of late. I feel like I'm just a perpetual, you know, talker around the fact that like I'm overhauling my routines and whatever, because I feel like I'm just constantly overhauling my routines. You know, I have a routine, it sticks for like a month and then I'm changing it a little bit, and you know, that's normal. Okay. So nobody can give me shit for that. But as of late, I've been in my reading era and I've also been watching a new show, which we'll talk about both in my ins. But I've been staying up a little bit later and snoozing my alarm. And I don't know if I'm snoozing my alarm because I'm just setting it too early, but I do not want to be snoozing my alarm 3 or 4 times. I think the challenge too is because I've had or been in the routine where like I wake up and then just start working, which was working for me all throughout the winter. I, you know, am just like, okay, well, I don't have to do anything until like 7, so I can snooze until 7. Which I just don't want to be doing. I should either set my alarm for 7 or I should get up when my alarm goes off, or I should be going on a walk. So I think what I'm doing now for the spring, don't hold me to it, but because it's lighter out in the morning again and it's not as cold, I might be doing morning walks again. So TBD, I will let you know if that is what happens. But staying up late and snoozing my alarm is out. We have a strict bedtime, 9 o'clock in my bed, reading my book. I'm reading ACOTAR. I'm on A Court of Mist and Fury is what I think it is. I don't know. The second book in the series. I'm obsessed. I'm really enjoying it. It is like a heavy read, and heavy in the sense of like if you zone out for even 2 pages, you're like so totally lost. But I'm really enjoying reading that book, and I want to be in my morning girl era again. So I need to get into that. With the warmer weather and stuff too, like I just find it easier to get up. But I don't know. I feel like if I'm on a schedule again where I'm going out and walking, like I might be more inclined to not snooze my alarm because like I got to get up and go. So we'll see. I will let you know how that all ebbs and flows. And my third out, my last out, is traveling. I'm done traveling. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't really want to go. I went on these 4 ski trips, one every month over the course of Q1. And I don't know if it's just because ski trips are exhausting. Like I'm lugging my bag and everything. It's expensive. It's usually like a flight and it's just a lot. I don't want to go anywhere. The only places that I'm going between now and the end of 2024 that require me to get on a plane is home to Cape Cod, or like I'll do road trips and stuff. I'm going to definitely be doing day trips, but I don't have anywhere where I really want to be going on vacation, and I don't want to plan a trip. So traveling for me in Q2 is out. I'm not going home until the end of June. So that gives me all of April, all of May, and almost all of June to just like be in my routine era and really enjoy California and just be in my healthy, like fit era, which is what I've been wanting to do since the beginning of this year. I mentioned that in my in and outs for 2024, but because I've had trips that have been interrupting that, it's just like hard to get into a real swing of things. So April and May and June are dedicated to enjoying my apartment. They did raise my rent in my apartment as of June 1st, which is so annoying, but I can't complain. It's only $100. And I left my apartment, so it's fine. But you bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be here because my rent is going up. So that's that. So those are my 3 outs for the springtime. Q2 outs. Spending my Saturdays at the bar. Hell no. I will be on a hike, at the beach, hanging out with friends, doing something that doesn't involve drinking most of the time. Staying up late and snoozing my alarm. Nope. I'm channeling Mel Robbins and I'm hitting when my alarm goes off, I'm saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I'm getting up. And then traveling beyond like going home, going on little day trips and stuff. I'm not in my travel era. I don't want to go anywhere. So those are my 3 outs. Now we're going to move into my ins, which I don't think any of these are going to be a surprise, but let's get into it. So my first in is hobbies. So if you've been watching like my Instagram at all, I feel like I have been in my hobby era for quite some time, definitely since the beginning of this year. But as of late, I have really been into new hobbies and like taking advantage of my free time. I don't know what it is, but I just like can't sit still. And I've been doing a lot of things to just enrich my life, I guess, because I feel like for a little while at the beginning of this year, I wasn't depressed, but I was in a funk, as I tend to get into. I feel like everybody goes through ebbs and flows with funks too. But I was just kind of like, I don't feel like my life is moving forward at the pace I want it to. So I need to take this into my own hands and like really be filling my time. And I do feel like it has helped dramatically. So if you are someone who's feeling like a little disenchanted with life in general, or maybe you're bored, or you know, you feel weird. This is something I always struggle with in the spring going into summer. I feel weird in the evenings when I don't have stuff going on because I'm like, it's 6 o'clock. The sun is high in the sky. I'm done working and like, I don't want to spend my evening sitting in my apartment, but I also at the same time, like don't have anything else to do. So having hobbies has been really helpful with dealing with that and like keeping myself busy. So a few of my hobbies, I'll give you all of them, are first tennis. So I signed up to take tennis lessons. If you followed me 2 years ago, you know, I was taking tennis lessons with my roommate and I kind of fell off. So I signed up to take tennis lessons and I've really been enjoying it. And I realized that even while I've been diving deep into my hobbies, like I mentioned, a lot of them are not social hobbies. And I want to prioritize being social and putting myself in situations to meet new people that don't involve, like I mentioned, going to the bar. So I joined a tennis club and I've been going to their beginner tennis clinics. It's on the west side of LA. If you're curious about what it is, you can send me a DM. And it's been so fun. I've already met some new girls who I can like play tennis with that we're all kind of on the same level. And I'm excited to start playing more because I want to play with my roommate, but she won't play with me because she's good and I'm not. So I've got to get to the next level with my tennis. And I'm excited to have like this new spring outside social hobby. My other hobbies, hiking, of course. It's hiking season in LA. All the flowers are in bloom. It's sunny. I feel like we have like 6 weeks in the spring going into summer where it's like supreme primo hiking weather because it's not too hot and the sun is out. We don't have the June gloom yet and all the flowers are in bloom. So this weekend I'm going hiking and the hikes are just so gorgeous. My favorite two hikes in LA are Paseo Miramar, which is in the Palisades. I'm probably butchering that name, but it's in the Palisades. It's the hike that goes beyond Los Leones. So if you're someone and you live in LA and you've done Los Leones, which is a very popular hike, it's the hike that starts at the lookout point of Los Leones. And then the other hike that I like is Point Doom, the Zuma Ocean View Trail. So it's in Malibu. And if you go down to Point Doom, right before you get to like the parking lot at the Point Doom State Beach, there's a turnoff where you can go and do, it's called like Ocean View Trail or something. It's gorgeous. If you've seen my Instagrams, you know, like those are the two hikes that I'm doing all the time. My other hobby, active hobby, is Pilates. So I'm still sticking to my 2 times per week Pilates habit. I've been using ClassPass and I feel like it pairs really well with tennis in the sense of like being in my fitness era. I am obsessed with doing the Pilates reformer. I'm going later today because I'm recording this on Monday and I'm really excited to just get back into it because I didn't go last week because I was skiing. So Pilates, yes. I've been doing Pilates now for like 9 months. I genuinely think that the reformer has changed my body composition. I mean, I don't think I have the body type where I'm ever going to be like the fittest person ever, but I'm definitely a little more toned compared to this time last year. And I do think it's because of doing the reformer consistently. Another hobby that I have, because I'm telling you, I've got so many, is crocheting. So I can finally confirm that I have started to crochet again. And my goal in April is to crochet a bucket hat. So I spent a little bit of time over the last few weeks, like getting back into the stitches and like refamiliarizing myself with how to actually crochet. Cause I did this last year for a period of time. And then again, I kind of just like let it go, but I'm really excited to start crocheting again. And it's a great way to keep your hands busy when you're watching TV, because I have been watching a little bit more TV as of late. And I just don't want to be on my phone all the time. My phone addiction has been off the charts lately, which I'm not proud of, but you know, the first stage in solving the problem is acceptance and admitting it. So I am addicted to my phone and I don't want to be. So crocheting is really helping with that in the evenings. So clearly, like a lot of my hobbies are fitness based. In this spring, like I mentioned, I'm really in my fitness era. So we love that. My next in is day trips. So it's the springtime, you know, so living in Southern California, this is the time. I feel like the spring, like March, April, May, and then September, October, November are prime months in Southern California where it's not too hot. The sun is out. Everything's bloomed. It's so gorgeous all the time. We haven't hit daylight savings yet, or daylight savings just happened. So like the days are long. This is the time to go on day trips. So I am really in my little day trip era, and there are so many fun places that I can go to that are like an hour or two from LA. And I'm making it a goal of mine this spring to go on at least one day trip per month. I'd like it to be like 2 day trips per month. And I'm excited to keep exploring now that, you know, we're getting into beach weather. So going on a little day trip, trying out a new beach, super excited about it. And yeah, that's a big in for me this spring. I'll definitely like vlog. Maybe I'll create some sort of guide or something of all the day trips that I like to go on and all the places that I like to go, because I definitely feel like I have some spots and I'd like to add to my spots list. My next in is homemaking. So I've been feeling such an urge lately to like make my house a home. And I mean that beyond just having furniture. So I am going to be buying, hopefully soon, a new bed. I've mentioned that on here before that I'd like to buy a new bed. It's not an urgent thing, but it is something that I've been feeling called to do. But beyond buying some new furniture, which I'm not going to, that the bed is the only new furniture that I'm buying. I really want to be cultivating like decor and just making my home feel really cozy, because I feel like last year I moved in and I kind of like bought stuff to fill the apartment, but it still feels kind of bare. And I don't want to make it super cluttery, but I haven't like hung anything on the walls yet. Like there are a few final touches that I just didn't do because I'm like, it's so expensive to furnish an apartment and it was overwhelming to me. So we're making our house a home and I'm excited about that. And then I'm also like adding stuff to my kitchen because I have been in my like sourdough era and making things from scratch. And I want to be someone who's able to cook and able to clean and organize and make my space in my kitchen feel very nice. So homemaking is a big one for me. And I feel like that pairs really well with like hobbies and stuff. I don't know. I just, maybe it's like a late 20s female thing. I don't know. Because I'm not cooking for anyone. I'm only cooking for myself. But I just want to be able to cook. I want to feel like I'm cultivating and creating a sacred space for me. And homemaking is, in my opinion, a way to do that. So like I mentioned, I've been doing a lot of sourdough, which has been really fun with my sourdough starter and stuff. That's been an easy thing to do. I've been trying new recipes. I've like organized my fridge and my pantry and I've done all of that. And so now we're just sort of leaning into it over the next couple of weeks and months. So we've been loving the homemaking. My next in is red light therapy and skincare. So this is something that has been big for me, again, on my 2024 ins. I have the Omnilux red light face mask, and I do finally feel like I've been using it long enough to talk about it, but I do think that it has made a fairly big difference in my skin. I made a video on TikTok about this, like, is it worth it to have a red light face mask? Because I've seen it trending a lot, and the video went kind of viral. Omnilux saw it, and they also gave me a code. So if you want the red light face mask, you can use my code. It's BreakYourBudget10. The link is in my bio, and get 10% off. But I do feel like the red light therapy on my face has made a difference in like the overall composition of my skin, if that makes sense. Like I feel like my skin is a little bit more even, less red, more vibrant and glowy. I think there's the combination of things, right? Like it's not just the red light, it's eating a healthy diet. I've been doing more juicing. I've been really consistent with my skincare. But the red light is like that thing that, in my opinion, takes it to the next level. So red light therapy, continuing with that, continuing with my skincare, drinking more water and just being like glowing from within is big, big in for me this spring going into the summer, especially because, again, I live in California. I'm at the beach all the time. Like I want to feel good and look good in my body. My next in is watching shows again. So for a while, I was off of TV because I didn't have a show that I wanted to watch. And so for a few months, like January and February, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but every night I got sucked into scrolling on TikTok instead of like unwinding with a show, which is not something that I want to be doing. And it's definitely not something I want to keep doing, but it's really hard to break the phone addiction. And so I've recently started watching shows again. And my show of choice as of late has been Jersey Shore, which when I was growing up, like Jersey Shore was my show. Jersey Days, we did that, loved it. It's an amazing show. Honestly, it's a time capsule kind of show where it's so like nostalgic to me that I look forward to it. But I definitely am looking for some show recommendations. So if you have any, let me know. I have Peacock, I have Hulu, I don't have Netflix. I will be getting Netflix when the new Bridgerton comes out. So if you have shows that are worth watching, let me know, because like I said, I'm in my show era in the evening when I'm unwinding, like cooking dinner, sitting down, crocheting, watching a show for like an hour or so. So like a longer show, not like a 20-minute episode kind of show. I'm looking for like 40 to 60-minute episodes. I'm into that. So Jersey Shore has been the one I've been watching lately. But once I'm done with that, there's like 6 or 7 seasons, I think. So that's not a ton. Once I'm done watching Jersey Shore, I'm going to need a new show or else I feel like I'm going to revert back to my phone. So please send me your show recs. And yeah, that's my big in, which is kind of weird to say like watching TV is an in. But again, I'd rather be watching a show than watching TikToks for like an extra hour every day. I feel like I'm already on social media enough. I don't need to be spending my evenings scrolling TikTok. I also do feel like this is kind of a tangent, but TikTok like has really, I think, perpetuated a lot of my anxiety around like the election, around safety. I don't know. It's hard to hear about everything that happens to people all the time just because like I don't want to be like, oh, like it doesn't matter because it doesn't affect me, you know? Like you know what I'm saying, but like I also don't want to be consuming content or like getting fed content that's so negative and so fear-mongery all the time either. It's a really hard balance and like thing to do just because, I don't know, my TikTok For You page has been really negative lately. It's making me feel weird. It's perpetuating my anxiety and I just don't want to be on it. So I'm back into watching TV is the TLDR. My next in, I have two more ins, is reading fantasy books. So in Q1, I discovered fantasy books and I finally do realize what everyone has been saying and what I've been missing out on. So I've been in my reading era and I feel like I got into my reading era by reading some like, you know, easy to read, like romance, college-y kind of books. I was reading a lot of, I forget her name, but she wrote the game. It's called like, or the book, it's called like The Game and The Score. It's like a hockey series. Anyways, this year, at the beginning of the year, my friend Meg got me into reading Divine Rivals because she was like, you should read ACOTAR, but Divine Rivals is a good little dip your toes in before you go into ACOTAR because Divine Rivals is like 50% fantasy. It's humans, but there are fantasy elements. And ACOTAR is obviously like 90% fantasy. And then there's like a little bit of human going on in there, especially in the first book. So I dipped my toes into fantasy with Divine Rivals, and then I read Ruthless Vows. They were amazing. I was obsessed with both of those. Now I'm full-blown into ACOTAR. I'm really enjoying it. And I think that I've become a fantasy girl. So we love the fantasy books lately. I think I'm committed to ACOTAR probably for like the next month. But once I get through all 5 of those books, then, you know, I'm going to need another book to read. So again, if you have recommendations, let me know. But this is your sign if you've been like kind of on the fence about dipping your toes in fantasy reading. I really like it and I feel like it's super off brand for me to like it. So if I like it, you also might like it. So maybe give it a try. And my last in for the year is one-on-one time with friends. This was a 2024 in with me. It still stands. I feel like I've done a really great job of doing one-on-one time with friends and it's really deepened a lot of my friendships. And so I'm prioritizing that again. I do like having a group of friends and like a group of girls and stuff, but I think I like having one-on-one friendships or like nurturing one-on-one time more where all of my friends are also friends. So like we can hang out in a group, but like that's not the like heart of the friendship, if that makes sense. So one-on-one time with friends is a big in for me. It's a really great like day trip buddy or, you know, shows. I've been watching a show with my friend Ellen, the Nickelodeon, like, you know, Quiet On Set. We've been watching Quiet On Set together. The last one came out yesterday, so we're watching it again tonight. Like those kinds of relationships where you have someone to like do things with, which, you know, God willing, this year I'll get a boyfriend to fill that void. But in the time until then, we're filling that with one-on-one time with friends, which I am not complaining. I've really been enjoying that. And I'm making more friends and doing one-on-one time with new friends too, which has been really fun and exciting. So those are my ins. As a quick summary, my ins for the spring are hobbies, day trips, homemaking, red light therapy, watching shows, specifically Jersey Shore, reading fantasy books, and one-on-one time with friends. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this episode. I hope you enjoyed. I'd love to hear your spring ins and outs. So let me know and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.